Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Today on PTIB, Dave James joins me here at the broadcast table to discuss how the birthday for the church some 2,000 years ago actually happened on a Jewish feast day. By the way, that day was the Feast of Pentecost. Dave and I will discuss how God chose this special feast day for the Jews and also made it the birthday of the church. This will be a very interesting discussion, but it will also be a very important discussion in our understanding of God's plan for the Jews and for the church. In just a moment, David will be here at the broadcast table on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. You know, one aspect of our ministry is our YouTube channel. By the way, the address for that YouTube channel, youtube.com/prophecytoday. There I have a 5 to 10 minute prophecy moment that gives you a look at a special headline, an event from what's happening in our world, or a passage of scripture. And I will take either one of those and make it into a prophetic perspective, helping you to understand where we are in God's time. Again, the YouTube channel address is youtube.com/prophecytoday. We now bring to this microphone David James. By the way, David, before we get to our main topic, let's take a moment and follow up on the email from a listener that we talked about last week, because as I understand it, he sent us another encouraging email this week.
In his follow-up email, our listener said this: I also heard you speak about the younger generation stepping up to take on the role of the next generation of ministry leaders, preachers, scholars, and Bible teachers. I'm in the military serving 12 years and 8 left before I retire. During that time, I'm going to use my military benefits to pursue schooling in theology so that once I retire, or even before, I will go into the ministry in some way, shape, or form. Wow, Jimmy, that's the kind of email we love to receive, that's for sure.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. And it's the purpose, the ministry of Prophecy Today Radio, for the purpose of trying to excite people about the urgency of the moment in which we are living, as it seemingly is fitting right into the prophetic scenario of God's Word. Well, earlier in this program, I was talking with Winky Madad about the significance of the Feast of Pentecost for the Jewish people. You know, David, I thought it would be good for us to take a moment, talk about its significance. I'm talking about the Feast of Pentecost and its significance for the church.
Well, I couldn't listen to your discussion with Winky Madad, but I'm guessing that you discussed that it was the second of three required feasts for Israelites who were to go to Jerusalem to worship the Lord on those three feasts, and that it was connected not only with the early harvest, but also with the giving of the law. So the law was given to the nation of Israel as they were on their way to receive the promised land, and it would essentially function as the constitution for this newly redeemed people of God. Then in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, some 1,500 years after the first one, a new people of God came into existence when the Spirit of God came to baptize believers into the body of Christ and permanently indwell them, and so form the church. And so the day of Pentecost marks the birthday of the church, and so it's a very important day, even though we don't tend to celebrate it here in the United States. And of course, we remember the death of Christ on the cross, which was on the Jewish feast of Passover, and we celebrate Christ's resurrection from the dead, which was on first fruits, but we don't pay much attention to Pentecost. And you know, Jimmy, as our regular listeners know, we were missionaries in Hungary for 16 years, and there, and I would say, as is true in most of Europe, Pentecost is a national holiday, and maybe it should be here as well. It's an important holiday.
Well, I think the church is slack in not celebrating this day, especially in light of what I want to ask you next. And since Pentecost is indeed, as we've already talked about, a Jewish feast day, David, do you think there's any significance to the Lord choosing that specific day to start the church in the flow of his program in history?
I don't think the scriptures specifically tell us the Lord's reason for starting the church on Pentecost, but I could suggest something with what I would call sanctified speculation. We know from Exodus 19:1 that the Israelites arrived at Mount Sinai in the third month, and the Feast of Passover was on the 14th day of the first month that God had set as a new calendar for Israel in Exodus chapter 12. And while we don't know for sure the exact day, according to rabbinic tradition, God gave the Ten Commandments on the Feast of Harvest, which we know through the Greek language as Pentecost. Now, if we were to characterize the single greatest sin that Israel would be judged for throughout her history, it would be for breaking the first and second commandments concerning making idols and worshiping other gods. And the prophets refer to these times of judgments as days of the Lord. Now, there have been many lesser days of the Lord throughout history, and Joel chapter 2 refers to a coming great and awesome day of the Lord, and it is this passage that Peter quotes on the day of Pentecost, as I said, in Acts chapter 2. Now, because of the sin of rejecting her Messiah and his kingdom, God temporarily set Israel aside, and then he joined Jews and Gentiles together into what Paul calls one new man in Ephesians chapter 2, which is the church. So it does make sense for the church to begin on this specific day.
David, one controversial issue in the church today, as you have spoken often about, is the Pentecostal and charismatic movement, and with the emphasis on speaking in tongues, of course, in those two different categories of Christianity. Do you have any thoughts about why God used speaking in languages or tongues as the sign of the coming of the Holy Spirit in the birth of the church?
Well, that's an important question, Jimmy, and I haven't really heard it dealt with much, but I deal with it in both my course, God's Plan Through the Ages, as well as Signs, Wonders, and the Charismatic Movement. So I just mentioned the issue of the Day of the Lord, as Peter quoted from Joel chapter 2, to explain how and why Jews from all over the known world were able to speak in languages they hadn't learned. Now, the problem with this explanation is that Joel doesn't say anything about tongues at all. But so the question is, what is Joel talking about? What's the topic? Well, he's warning about the coming great and terrible day of the Lord, as I mentioned, which begins with severe judgment. So this raises the question, are there any Old Testament passages that connect judgment with Jews hearing a language they don't understand? And we know the Jews from Jerusalem couldn't understand what was being said because they accused those in the upper room of being drunk. And Jimmy, I guarantee you that if I started speaking perfect Hebrew, you wouldn't accuse me of being drunk. So they didn't understand what was going on. Well, there are three such passages: Deuteronomy 28:49, Jeremiah 5:15, and Isaiah 28:11, and all three are about God using a foreign army, speaking a foreign language, and languages are mentioned, a foreign language is mentioned in those passages, and God is going to use this foreign army to bring judgment against Israel. And so tongues were a sign of judgment against Israel, and this is when God began to set Israel aside for a time, and that's why Peter says, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel.
David, I would think that by far the majority of dispensationalists believe that the church started in Acts chapter 2. However, I do know that there are other views as well, even among some dispensationalists. Maybe it would be helpful for you to just briefly explain these views and why this is indeed an important issue.
Sure. Well, they tend to fall into two large groups, those who say the church began before Acts chapter 2 and those who believe it began after Acts 2. So those who put the start of the church before Acts 2 would say there's only ever been one people of God throughout history rather than two, as we would say, that is Israel and the church, and that is what is understood by most, the majority of dispensationalists. Now, this one people of God started with Adam, and so So that would mean that national Israel does not have a unique place in God's program, especially concerning the future. And this also means that the promises that God made to Israel are fulfilled in Christ and the church in a spiritualized form. And so Israel has no future in God's program. The other view concerning those that say that the church began after Acts chapter 2 is sometimes called hyper-dispensationalism, although I would say that using hyper to describe anything usually isn't that helpful in a discussion, especially with those who hold it. Anyway, this generally falls into two subgroups. Those who say the church started after Paul turned to the Gentiles in Acts 13, and those who believe the church started late in the book of Acts or even afterward. Now, the problem is that both groups would generally say that only Paul's letters have any value for the church, and they also tend to say that while salvation in the church age is by faith alone, salvation for the Jews in the past and during the future tribulation period includes works, and both of these are serious problems, I would say.
Folks, we've talked about the church beginning on the Feast of Pentecost, and some say that because of this, the rapture will also occur on a Jewish feast day, on the Feast of Trumpets, for example. That's what they believe. David, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I wouldn't hold that view for several reasons, and I know that you don't either. First, I would say that it could happen on the Feast of Trumpets, but only because it could happen on any given day. This is the doctrine of imminency, and that means that the rapture could happen at any moment because no prophecies must be fulfilled before it takes place. And I think this is a main reason why the rapture doesn't have to happen on the Feast of Trumpets as well. The Feast of Trumpets takes place in the fall at the beginning of the seventh month of the Jewish religious calendar, which is the first month of the civil calendar. So if the rapture must happen on the Feast of Trumpets, then that means that there are 364 days in every year when it couldn't happen, so it wouldn't be imminent. And for any given year, on the day after Rosh Hashanah, which is the Feast of Trumpets, the beginning, the head of the new civil year, the rapture couldn't happen for another entire year. So I think that's a problem. And another reason would be that the Feast of Trumpets is for Israel, and God won't be dealing with Israel again until Daniel's 70th week, which begins with the Antichrist affirming the treaty of Daniel chapter 9, because it will take some time after the rapture of the church for the Antichrist to rise to power over the revived Roman Empire. On the other hand, I do think that Christ will actually return to the earth on the Feast of Trumpets as the first of the fulfillment of the three fall feasts yet to come.
Well, I agree with that, David. And in fact, if you go back to Leviticus 23, we see that these feasts were for the Jewish people, not for the church, but for the Jewish people. And of course, the second coming relating to that which the Jews have been looking forward to, a coming, not as a second coming according to them, but the coming of their Messiah. Well, it was a great discussion, David, on a day that is being celebrated by both the Jews and the church, some churches at least, across the world, the Feast of Pentecost. Thank you for your research and for your partnership with me in the conversation, and we'll have another one just like this on another subject next week.
I'll look forward to it, Jimmy. Thanks a lot.
Very key discussion with David James here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. You know, as we look at biblical history, we can see that in God's plan for the Jews and for the church, He has a separate plan for each of His people. In the past, the Lord gave seven feast days to the Jews. These seven holy days were given to the Jews so that they might recognize that Jesus Christ was the Jewish Messiah. And that was because Jesus Christ fulfilled the first four feasts of these seven in His death, burial, and resurrection, and then on the day of Pentecost when He brought the Jewish people together with those who would birth the church at that time some 2,000 years ago. In the future, the Lord will bring these two peoples, the Jews and Christians, together again on the Feast of Trumpets when the Messiah comes back to the earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.